It's just gone 8 minutes after six, and I'm joined in studio by David Shapiro from Sasfin, and he's here to take us through the day's market performance. David, it's always great having you here in studio. So what did you see today that caught your attention?
It's all about currencies. You mentioned it in the headlines, Theresa May's speech to Parliament, I think it was to foreign correspondents
the press briefing.
It was a briefing, but I think her clean break, I can't work out why sterling actually strengthened, because, I mean, she's quite hard about what's going to happen. I think what might have softened the blow, number one, we're starting to get detail. We know what her objectives are. And I also think maybe on the immigration side, she was a little softer, saying, look, if you are in the UK at the moment, you can stay. You know, we're not going to kick out EU residents or something. But I couldn't understand why sterling would have recovered to the point almost to, 2-3% against the dollar. What did happen, though, against the dollar was that Donald Trump made remarks about the dollar's too strong and blaming China for that, saying, they manipulate the currency down. He didn't say manipulate the currency, but insinuating that they push their currency down. That's why the dollar's gone up. But, I mean, if he's going to stimulate the U.S. economy, which we'll probably hear on Friday, then the dollar will go stronger. There's very little he can do about that, and eventually lead to more interest rate hikes there. So it's all convoluted, very difficult to try and grasp, but the currency movements are having a huge impact on trade, on not only on the JSE, but on other markets as well. Mm. So that's the big influence. Just to recall what happened today, I think we saw a lot of our heavyweights, which are based in the UK, that are listed in the UK. And remember, a lot of these are broad international companies and therefore earn most of their earnings, not in the UK, not in South Africa, but across a number of different geographic areas. So we saw British American Tobacco down, Richemont down, Anheuser-Busch down. We saw Anglo's, Billiton, all of those with a strong UK bias or listed in the UK, all down. And that had an impact on our market as well. That was the main influence. But a lot of other things happening as well. So there were positives.
Okay.
The positives were Capco. Picked up about 5%. That's Capital & Counties. Mm-hmm. Into picked up. And also Old Mutual and Investec also up, on the stronger pound as well.
Yeah.
So, but they're not strong enough to offset the fall that we saw in the overall index.
Prior to her having her press briefing this afternoon, a lot of people were talking about Mr. Price and what happened with their sales. What did you think of their Q3 sales?
We had a couple of days of recovery in retailers. But I think Mr. Price just was a sobering result. Mm. It just exposes the difficulties that apparel retailers are having in the country. I think with the number one, I think householders are under pressure, but also I think with Cotton On here and Zara, H&M, I think it's becoming more difficult for them to find the right mix in their merchandising. Mm. And there's a lot of competition. And I think this, we saw it with Woolworths, Truworths. Fashini was a good result, I think, mainly on cell phones rather than maybe on the apparel side. It was a reasonable result. And remember, a lot of those have got offshore operations as well. But I think market beginning to realize that things are going to be a bit tough for retailers. And we saw them come down quite a bit today. Defensive ones, Dis-Chem, and what was the other one? Cashbuild seemed to do better. But, I mean, overall, they came back. So it's hard to work out. People rush them up, rush them down, rush them up, rush them down. But I think if you look at the retail results, I think there's pressure, particularly on volumes. What we are seeing is volume decline. In other words, the amount of goods that they're selling is declining.
When I looked at the Mr. Price share price, I was thinking to myself, was there a time probably before 2015 or 2016 where it was the darling and it was doing so well? What was driving that?
Just they were getting things right.
Yeah.
Suddenly, I think over the last 18 months, they've got things wrong. Number one, they might not have read the mind of the consumer and perhaps were a little too flippant about the competition that has come in. So it's challenging all the retailers. I think it's global. It's not only here. I think globally, a lot of traditional brands, you know, if you look in the US company, I mean, retailers or big retailers like Macy's are coming under pressure for other reasons, Gap. All those, remember there was Abercrombie and Fitch and so many other big retailers. So I think it's something globally that's happened. Mm-hmm. You know, the advent of H&M, Uniqlo, which is fast retailing, and as we mentioned, Zara and perhaps other retailers as well who are coming in. Just changing the whole thing. And it's your fault. It's all the young.
It's my fault.
Because you know, you're so fickle in the clothes that you wear. You know, people go for these cheap things that you buy one season and chuck away the next season.
But I'm going to look
at... No more Woolies or Marks and Spencers, you know. Those good old sweaters that lasted you forever. Now, you know, it's quick wear and dispose.
I don't know. I suppose, you know, when I take into consideration that Mr. Price has, I'd say, 10 times more stores than any other person in the game. Mm. There's maybe a chance of a recovery story here, like a glimmer of light somewhere.
Of course. I mean, it is a super company with a super history. But they've got to get the mix right. And that's important. You've got to want to go into the store and want to buy whatever they're selling. And it doesn't seem to have happened with a lot of stuff that they've got. You know, yes, they complained as well, I think, earlier on during the year about winter. That's always a problem in South Africa. We don't have winters.
Yeah.
You know, therefore, you don't need fur coats or fluffy jerseys. You know, if it does come, it comes for a day or two, the cold snaps. Mm-hmm. So,
Before I let you go, one key piece of information that you're looking out for the rest of the week besides the Trump.
Oh, well, I think Trump is going to be very big. Yeah. Davos is taking place now. It's been there's been a lot of good conversations there. Mm-hmm. The interviews that I've been watching, mainly on tech and how tech is going to affect our minds or the way that we run businesses. In other words, computers will replace humans.
And will even they replace you as a market watcher?
They can. And then the other is the inauguration.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be very, very important what he says and how he says it. And the whole world's watching. The Chinese Xi Jinping, made his maiden speech today at Davos. And what was important is he put out a word saying, you know, no one will win from trade wars.
Yeah.
So a very strong message going out to Trump. But we're in for a lot of exciting times, particularly in the media. You know, you're going to have to monitor it all.
Yes, we will be actually doing that. And of course, we'll get you to come through and help us decipher and see what's happening. David, we'll have to leave it there. That's David Shapiro from SAS Fund taking us through the market's performance.